All right, 1380 WPHM. It's Friday. We are joined right now by U.S. Senator Gary Peters. Senator, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. Good to be with you.
Good to have you here. We appreciate you joining us this morning. We appreciate that you're coming for the State of the County address today in Marysville. You've been to St. Clair County a number of times over the last few years. I guess I wonder, what is it that keeps you coming back to our Blue Water area?
Well, I just think it's great to be up in the Blue Water area. So much is happening there. I've just seen so much development over the years. I know you've got incredible support from throughout the community, from the business community to the local officials, government officials. It's great to see, and I want to be certainly a part of helping in any way I can from the federal level.
Well, and what can the federal government do to help? Obviously, every region in the state is looking to the feds for help. What specifically can the federal government do to help our Blue Water area?
Well, actually, I'm involved in a couple of pieces of legislation right now that I think are going to be very important for the area. One, I'm working with the foundation, the St. Clair Community Foundation, to work on a better tax treatment for reverse scholarships, which is an idea that came out of the foundation, a creative idea to say if we want to attract young people back to our community who may have specialized degrees and skills that we need in the community, we can actually go out there and recruit them and help pay down some of their student debts. But under current law, if that happens after you graduate, that's all a taxable event. So we're going to work to change that so it'll be treated like any other scholarship that a student would get. It would just be after their degree. But it'll help the folks, the economic development folks in St. Clair County bring people in with the skills they need. And the second bill that I've been working on deals with ports of entry. I'm now the ranking member on the Homeland Security Committee in the United States Senate. And we recently passed, I worked in a bipartisan way to pass a port of entry bill that will require the department to do a comprehensive study of our borders and our ports of entry to see where the opportunities are, the threats and the gaps. And certainly that's a major focus for me in the Port Huron Bridge, is that we've got to get that customs plaza built. I think that will be highlighted in this report and will give us really more ammunition to bring the federal resources in to get that project done once and for all.
The Blue Water in the Blue Water area is, constantly threatened by a number of different things, and the Great Lakes Restorative Initiative is being threatened to be essentially defunded in the president's proposed budget. What do you see happening there?
Yeah, I think it's outrageous that once again President Trump has put a budget to eliminate 90% of funding for Great Lakes Restoration funding. We see it either 100% cut or 90%. You know, this restoration funding is absolutely critical to keep the lakes clean and to keep them vibrant in the future. It allows us to clean up old toxic waste sites from old sites, deal with water runoff to make sure it's clean as it goes into the lakes. It's been an incredibly successful program all across the state of Michigan, and we're going to work very aggressively to get it back in and get it funded. We've been able to do that in the past, and we've done it on a bipartisan way, and I've worked with my Republican colleagues working with me to get it done. I'm reasonably confident we can do it again, but we have to fight it, and we're going to have to be focused on making it happen.
The Mueller report we're hearing is likely to be released soon, or I shouldn't say released, finished soon. Will it be released? Do you think that you'll get a chance to see it? Will we get a chance to see it? And what do you suppose the result is going to be of that report?
Well, you know, I have no idea what's in the report, and I'm sure it'll be comprehensive. And Mr. Mueller is someone who has the respect of folks on both sides of the aisle and has proven that over his long career. The report will be what it is, but I think the most important thing is it does go public. People need to know what is in that report. There has been so much discussion about it, so many clouds surrounding it. Once it's finished, it needs to be completely transparent. The American people have a right to see what's in it, and however you interpret it, good or bad, it just needs to be out in the public. That's, to me, an important function of these federal government and of this investigation, that is completely transparent to everybody.
Senator, we always appreciate your time. We're glad that you're coming to Marysville today for the state of the county. Safe travels, and we'll hopefully talk again soon.
Well, thank you, Paul. It's going to be great to be back in the area.
All right. Thanks
so much.
Take care, Senator. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron, U.S. Senator Gary Peters joining us this morning. He'll be at the State of the County address later on today, where there's likely to be a lot of news made, and we get a sort of a snapshot of what's happening and what's ahead for our region.